The Massachusetts Department of Transportation is updating the state's rail plan to prioritize projects the agency said should be pursued over the next several years. A draft report from MassDOT says top priority will be given to providing more passenger rail service from Springfield to points north and south, while the much-discussed east-west rail line to connect Springfield and Boston warrants further study. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow, who's championed a proposed high-speed rail link between Springfield and Boston, said a commitment to do a study as part of MassDOT's 2018 state rail plan is a big deal.
This is a major, major breakthrough.
For 3 years, Lesser tried to get a bill passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Charlie Baker to authorize a feasibility study into east-west rail. He said with this draft report, MassDOT is signaling it will undertake everything his bill called for.
And I'm hopeful and I'm confident that we will get a real, true feasibility study of east-west rail between Springfield and Boston from the Mass Department of Transportation, and that that study will give us a blueprint and a movement going forward.
Joined by Democratic State Senator James Welsh of West Springfield and Democratic State Representatives Brian Ash of Longmeadow and Bud Williams of Springfield at a news conference in front of Springfield's Union Station Monday, Lesser urged people who care about east-west rail to let MassDOT know. The public comment period on the draft rail plan report closes on February 19, 2018.
And I'm calling on the sons and daughters of Western Massachusetts, the families who care about this rail link, to do what you already have done, to continue to do that, to make your voice heard, to step up and to participate in this process so that the Mass Department of Transportation knows how important this link is for our future.
Lesser and other advocates for east-west rail have long believed it will lift the fortunes of Western Massachusetts by providing people access to jobs in the booming economy of Greater Boston. But the draft transportation report points out there is a lack of consensus about the type of service to pursue and how much it will cost. The rail plan said the state's transportation agency is ready to move forward on extending passenger rail service between Springfield and Greenfield. MassDOT and the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission started working more than 2 years ago to bring a pilot project to the Knowledge Corridor line. Commission Executive Director Tim Brennan said the plan is to have two trains each morning and two trains each evening run between Springfield and Greenfield with stops in Northampton and Holyoke.
I'm personally optimistic this can happen late in 2018.
Starting in May, CT Rail is scheduled to begin operating a dozen trains a day between Springfield's Union Station and New Haven on the new Hartford line. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.